This is The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. 50 years ago, a counterculture movement of largely young people created what came to be known as the Summer of Love. This month, the Democratic National Committee wants its members of any generation to come together and engage their communities for the Summer of Resistance and Renewal. The nationwide organizing program is launching in Hawaii this week. The Democratic Party of Hawaii hopes, in the words of Party Chair Tim Vandiver, to rebuild a sense of political unity. Tim Vandiver is in our studio today. Thank you for coming in.
Aloha, Beth Ann.
So this title of this summer, A Summer of Resistance and Renewal, the renewal part I think a lot of people might easily understand. The resistance part may seem a little bit more difficult.
Well, this is actually the renewal part is actually something we added here in Hawaii because we felt that with all of the energy that's been generated in resistance to the Trump campaign, we have different issues than other states around the country might have. Red states, even purple states, in resisting the agenda and sort of preaching a message of no and then giving some sort of an alternative. We felt that here we're renewing our party, which is the party that is in power for the state. Also has a Democratic delegation, congressional delegation, that we're renewing our historical role as the party of ideas. So we can't just be about resistance, we felt. We had to be about bold ideas, offering an alternative. So the branding is all about converting that political, that resistance generated to Trump into political power.
Does the DNC understand that difference?
I think so, and they were actually willing to work with states who maybe had a different message. But at the end of the day, it's all about organizing and putting people on the ground in communities to engage membership and maybe bring in folks that aren't members of the party, formerly members of the party, to let them know that we are here for them, that we're talking about their issues, that we're reflecting their values, and that when it comes time to go into the ballot box, the Democratic Party is there for them.
Well, I hear what you say when you make the point that may be more about renewal of understanding than necessarily a moment of resistance or a summer of resistance or any time beyond that, too, which sounds more like some sort of revolution. Now, revolution comes with it and has a lot of different ideas behind it, but that seems to be really implicit in this idea of resistance, is it?
Sure. And a lot of the resistance has been organic. What we've seen grow out there has been outside the party ranks. But within the party, as you know, during the last election, there was a lot of talk of revolution, a political revolution, particularly from Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign. So those notions aren't new to the party. As you said, back in the 1960s, probably the last time we saw a major shift in the party in 1968, a lot of the same terms were being thrown around. And we feel that it's important now to renew our historical role, as I said, as a party of ideas and solutions for working people, and then to make that turn, to be able to meet folks that maybe aren't members of the party halfway and come together to affect political change.
To be able to create that kind of change, does the language need to change? I mean, we hear so much about optics and platforms and other things that maybe don't have a lot of real meaning for people who want to hear, what are you really going to do about something?
I don't know. You know, I think at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is having conversations with people and not telling them so much what we're about, but asking them what their issues are, what values they'd like to see reflected in public policy. So really, at the end of the day, it's about putting people in communities to knock on doors. To my knowledge, the first time in decades that we've actually put people on the ground in districts and precincts in our state. This is happening across the state. We've got 5 organizers, 1 for each county, 2 for the island of Oahu, to have those conversations. We're going to put a survey in the field, something that is actionable that we can actually take action on. We're going to be providing training for folks. And so I think, you know, the words, you can sort of play around with the words, but at the end of the day, it's about having those conversations, letting people know the party is there for them.
Being able to convince them of that after they've heard some of this other language may be part of the issue and why you're going to be engaged with the door to door. But you're really looking, from what I understand from you, to draw people out into a greater conversation that they may have felt didn't include them previously. What kind of surveying are you going to be doing with them?
Asking basic questions about what their issues are, what they'd like to see, not just at the national level, but especially here at the local level, at the state level, what they'd like to see in the next session. We've had several different events since the first of the year. We've really been trying to continually engage folks that have varied from things such as the ERA and being the first state to ratify the ERA to cannabis, I think, which is the last time I was on this program. But repeatedly, we're hearing folks talk about local politics, state politics. And so the survey is going to be varied. It's going to talk about our platform a little bit, but it's going to ask questions about what values folks would like to see reflected in the Democratic Party. And then, you know, I think most importantly, this sense of resistance, people that aren't members of the party already, bringing them into the fold and showing them, you know, what we have to offer.
That's a different form of the word resistance, resisting becoming involved as opposed to resisting something else.
Right. It's important to say no, no doubt. It's important to stand up to some of the policies that we're seeing come out of Washington, D.C. right now and say no. But that's only part of it. As we've seen for the last 6 or 7 years, Republicans have been saying no, no, no to Obamacare. And then when it comes time for them to take the mantle of leadership, they have nothing to offer. And so for us, it's going back, as I said, to our historical role as a party of ideas, you know, especially in this state of all states, the first for a woman's right to choose, the first for prepaid universal health care, the first to ratify the ERA, as I said, and offer that vision to the country. And you know, there's been several ideologies within the Democratic Party that have sort of risen to meet the times over the past 100 years. In the recent past, it's been this third way of Democratic politics, the new Democrats, if you will. What I think we're seeing reflected in the electorate now is a desire to go back to the New Deal. And that's an aggressive social safety net, a fundamental role for government in the lives of people. Because when we see that torn asunder, that's when people really start to become concerned.
There are also those who are concerned that should that happen, we go back to a New Deal era way of creating that safety net, that we be mindful about what we can afford and not just what perhaps people would like to do.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think there's a debate to be had as to the role of government. But what we're seeing right now is a drastic change and a very dangerous change. And so I think most folks, if they think back or talk to their kupuna, they hear about a time when the federal government was there for people. Social Security, Medicare, a GI Bill in the midst of a world war, civil rights, in an era of bigotry and hatred. So there's an absolute role that our party can play, and that's what this summer is all about.
In saying that, do you also imply that there's going to be more of a movement toward the center, where we've seen over the last many years in both parties a movement toward the edges?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's hard to say. I don't know that we'll really know until we get out and talk with our membership. But what I've seen so far, the energy is really pointing toward a move toward the left, a progressive movement within the Democratic Party. And I think in a large way, that's what we're seeing reflected from the DNC is this attitude toward organizing for social change. That's a movement that largely belongs to the progressives. And so that they're responding to it. And we're very appreciative that they're putting money on the table. Of course, we're matching the grant with fundraising here at home. But they're allowing state parties to go out and do the hard organizing that it's going to take back power.
All in preparation for what happens 4 years from now.
Well, really in preparation from what happens about a year from now.
Well, that too, but in the idea of being able to make substantive change at that level.
Yeah, it's never too soon to start. And it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of hard work at the grassroots level, but we've seen it happen in the past. I mean, my personal experience with grassroots organizing comes from being sent to a battleground state in 2008 by my labor union. I was a shop steward for Unite here, Local 5. A little shout out to my brothers and sisters there. But I was sent to Wisconsin, which at the time was a battleground state, 2008. We got on the ground in August of that year. McCain was up by 6 points. We spent 3 months on the ground, and the day we left, the day after the election, Barack Obama had carried that state and had won the presidency. So I think if our organizers are able to make connections, identify leaders out there on the doorsteps, and train our members, I think we have an opportunity to take the inclusion and diversity that Hawaii has to offer to our brothers and sisters on the mainland to help take back political power. You come back a better Democrat and a better organizer when you do stuff like that.
Starting with a summer of resistance and renewal. Thanks very much, Tim.
Mahalo.
Tim Van Devere is the chair of the Democratic Party of Hawaii. The summer of resistance and renewal kicks off this week. Details are on our Facebook page, The Conversation.